cool. Bacon. You can't go wrong there.
No, you can't go wrong with that. All right, you ready for this, brother?
I'm ready. Let's get this thing kicked and started. I tell you what, the stories are getting few and farther and in between.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. I think people are getting busier. Do you think that's the case?
Could be. I think people are COVIDed out. Oh, man.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm COVIDed out. I'm tired of hearing about COVID, but, you know, it's going to stick around.
It ain't going nowhere, I don't think, anytime soon.
Nah, it's the leverage wheel, if you know what I'm saying.
It's part of the new norm.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, and if it wasn't COVID, it'd be something else.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. It'd be gonorrhea or syphilis.
Yeah, well, those have been stuck around forever, too.
Yeah, I know.
Just ask Hitler, you know?
I know.
Syphilis of the brain. Oh, Ryan Forge is getting ready to swap classes and giving workouts so I can listen today. Awesome.
Good deal.
Yeah, you know, I got the nose story today.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how good that's going to be for a student, but, you know.
Right.
You know, but it's the truth. It's science.
Right.
You know, so we'll see.
Hey, we'll see.
Yeah.
Some science is real, some questionable.
Yeah, well, how's your phone doing today? Does it got...
Well, I've got it. It's doing good. I just got to avoid going to one site right now.
Yeah, I know. They shut that one down. Don't know why. I mean, could be anything. Hello, Matt. Hello, Dan, Ryan, Sean, Audrey, Ginger, the other Sean. Who else did I miss up here? I'm running through it. That's all right.
I was able to come up
with... Kathy Kane, how are you?
A couple of stories for our show today.
Really?
Because... out of the ones that I was going to pick,
yeah,
they were way too long, and there's no way I could sit here and read a story.
No, we don't want that.
No.
Hello, Johnny.
That's even trying to break the story down to my own.
Susan Furman, how you doing? All right, so how are you this 11th day of May?
I'm good. How are you today, brother? That's the question.
4 days. 4 days of school.
Yes.
Then all the kids are out. Now, do you look forward to that time? Or is it like, okay, now it's just a lot more responsibility? Where are they going to be at all day, worrying all the time? What is it?
I think me, personally, since I only have one child, it's not so bad. I think your case, yeah, I think if I was in your shoes,
yeah, you know.
I would feel that way. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, here we go, more pressure.
Yeah, why? I don't feel the pressure, really.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what else is good. I was studying May, you know, to kind of, you know, what are our national days today? Because, I mean, okay, listen to this. National Foam Rolling Day.
Yeah.
National Twilight Zone Day. Maybe something to that. This is the Dan Day. It's Eat What You Want Day.
Yeah, there you go.
You know? And this is the weirdest one I think that I've ever said on this program ever. Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Hmm.
I've had a root canal. Have you ever had a root canal?
Yeah, I have.
And I have no appreciation for a root canal whatsoever, but it's Root Canal Appreciation Day.
No.
And that's it.
I'd rather study family roots than do a root canal.
Well, I looked at these and I was like, really? National Foam Rolling Day? Or Root Canal Appreciation Day? And I was like, you know, come on, let's give these people some goodness, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, nothing painful.
So, you know, how did we come up with the month of May? And it's weird. Chuck Norris did not name this month.
Really?
Yeah.
He named everything else.
So. Pretty much. Yeah. you know, seventh day, God rested, and Chuck Norris took over. You know?
Yeah. Right.
The name May has been generated from Maya, and it happens to be a Greek goddess, the goddess of fertility. Apart from the fertility part, she also happens to be the goddess of spring and growth. May is a blessed month to begin with, according to the Romans.
Right.
So I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It says people who are born in May are more likely to achieve higher success and more love in their life.
Mm.
Even though it's mostly a relative fact, May people have a better grasp on these elements of life than people born in other months. the birthstone for May is emerald. Now, however, do you think that if you're born in a certain time of year, it prepares you for certain things, or do you think that's all boobly boobly nonsense?
Nonsense.
You think it's nonsense?
Yeah. I really do. I don't think nothing.
How about the left hand versus right hand debate?
Yeah. Well, that's just whatever you're born with, man.
There's more left-handed millionaires than there are right.
Well.
How's that work?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Not right.
Life's not fair. Yeah. I try telling people that all the time. You know, go get a cookie at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And one might be a different size than the other. Life's not fair.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I might get more nerds in my strawberry slushy than you do.
I know.
Life's not fair.
Right.
You know? I wish people just take the hint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's a bunch of really cool stuff on here. May Day celebrates many days, beginning with the May Day on the first day of May. This is also known as Labor's Day. Laborers were dispersed on May 4th, 1886, who had gathered and demanded 8-hour work days. Nothing wrong with that either. I actually prefer, like, you know, 3-12s and a 10, or, you know, 4-10s. Yeah, I'd rather have that and have a 3-day weekend. Yeah. I don't know what the hell they were thinking, you know?
No.
How about you? Would you rather work 5-8s or 10-4s?
I would do
4-10s.
4-10s.
10-4s.
10-4.
It feels like 4-10,
good buddy. I think that's what I would do.
4-what?
4-10.
4-tango?
For tango.
Okay.
As long as I'm off Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, and Sunday, well, that would be cool.
Well, you know what they say, May. There's never been an American president who has died in May.
Right.
Although two have been born in May. And one good one. Mm. John F. Kennedy was born in May.
Yeah.
So there must be something to it. No presidents die in May. A couple presidents were born in May. People that are born in May tend to have longer marriages. You know, is there something to it?
I can't say that about my sister, but yeah.
The celestial. You know what I'm saying?
She's a May baby.
Anyways, I wanted to get your opinion on something. You saw the national announcer, right? Mm-mm. Okay, check this out. Nationals announcer accused of sexual misconduct pulled from broadcast booth per report. Santangelo, who's a former player with the Expos, Giants, Dodgers, and Athletics, was hired by the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network in 2011. F.P. Santangelo, the color commentator from the Washington Nationals, was removed from the broadcast booth during their game against the New York Yankees after accusations of sexual misconduct came out in a report in The Athletic. Santangelo, who is a former player with the Expos, Giants, Dodgers, and Athletics, was hired by the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network in 2011. He allegedly made unwanted advances and sexually assaulted a woman several years ago, despite her telling him to stop, according to the report. The woman, who is not an employee of MASN, the Nationals, or the Baltimore Orioles, made the allegations in an Instagram post, and then she spoke to The Athletic under the condition of anonymity. She said that Santangelo sent her angry text messages and blocked her on social media. Okay, I just see some weird stuff going on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't tell nobody. Nothing happens, and then he sends you angry texts, and he blocked you from his social media. And then, I don't know, how do you take this story?
Sounds like a bunch of made-up stuff to me.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Do you get him in trouble, maybe?
Well, I'm just saying that the possibilities out there. You know, she may very well have some standing here, but...
She may.
Do you think that there should be a shortened statute of limitations on this? Like, if you're going to accuse somebody of this and you're going to destroy their life.
Right.
Destroy it right away.
You have to have 100%.
Well, you should have evidence. And how do you have evidence if it's not until years later?
Well, I mean, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. The way I look at it, you have to have evidence. Circumstantial.
Well, this is circumstantial for sure.
Well, then, it's like I said, the evidence is there, then He's guilty.
Well, he's guilty if they have evidence, but the problem is they don't have evidence, just her and what she's saying.
Well, so opinion is not evidence.
Well, it's just her account.
Her account.
Okay, yeah, so she calls the Nationals head office, and she only does it after he blocks her on social media. Mm. How many young ladies have you blocked on social media?
One.
One? Only one? I've blocked quite a few.
I blocked one. She went a little AWOL.
Really? Well, you know, it happens. You know what I'm saying? But with this, I mean, this is kind of becoming a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think that a man, no matter what, do you think that he has a right to a fair trial?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask something. Folks, I want to get your views on this. If you're accused of something like this, or if anybody is accused of something like this, it's serious, but do you have the right of due process? And is it right for you to get fired from your job before due process has ran its course?
I don't think it's right, but that's just, you know, the times we live in, that they're pushing this quick agenda of remove.
Oh, they are. And I'm not saying you don't believe the women, because there's some of these guys that are scumbags. I mean,
it's possible she's telling the truth, too. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of on the fence with this.
I am, too. That's kind of why I ask.
I feel like a judge, because I'm on the fence, because I got to see all the evidence. All the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of thought that it was just a weird thing that I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Right.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, I did come up with a couple stories, like I said. This one here, that one ain't going to work.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Now we got one. Nurse sustains injection during court hearing.
Really?
Yeah, really. Speaking of court cases.
Then we guess it's not coming up, is it?
Oh, it's coming.
Slowly.
Hey, Florida. Oh. I know, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
A Florida nurse inadvertently broadcasted herself giving a patient a butt injection while waiting for her virtual court hearing to begin. Miami Herald reporter David O'Valley posted a screenshot of the bizarre Zoom court on Twitter Wednesday morning. "We've reached the peak 305, O'Valley wrote, referring to the Miami's area code. "Someone appears to be getting a butt injection while appearing in a virtual hearing." A spokesman for the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office told... Oh, my goodness. I hate when it jumps around, man. Why do we got to jump around?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because if it jumps around, everybody that's
listening... got injected.
They've done this. See, if it jumps around, then you go to hit the next part to slide it up, and you're actually hitting one of the advertisements, and then they get paid for that. You know how it works.
I know how it works, yeah.
Yeah, hell right.
Okay. But a spokeswoman for the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office told Fox News that the woman administrating the injection was Nia Urca Aguero, who was charged with a third-degree grand theft in the case of State of Florida versus Naruka Aguera. The spokesman said during a waiting period prior to the case being brought before the judge, Aguero was in the middle of a procedure that involved a male receiving an injection in the buttocks, which she appears to have inadvertently broadcast. Needless to say, it appears that everyone involved in the Zoom court called was surprised, he said, but your thought, Mr. Ham.
I don't know how I feel about that. How would you feel if she's got to go on, you know, into court and they're videotaping it and your buttocks is all over the screen?
Right.
How would you feel about that?
If I was the guy, I'd be like,
would it make you feel like a real arse?
Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a pain in the arse. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I'd be like super mad about it. I'd be just like, come on, where's your professionalism?
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been wearing shorts and swimming and stuff, so
right. It
might be really bright in there. Huh. If I flip over, it might be really dark.
I guess they were on TikTok. They weren't on TikToks with that. They were on butt talks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,